It's time for Talking.Golf. Talking.Golf is a regular podcast featuring newsmakers from the world of Wisconsin golf. And now, here's Rob Hernandez with this week's guest.
And we welcome you into Talking.Golf. I'm Rob Hernandez, and excited to be joined today by Izzy Stricker. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, but Izzy, you're back in Madison and about to get hit with an Arctic blast, yet you can still practice. All's not lost. How are things, all things considered, knowing that it's not going to be too pleasant out?
I know. It is. Well, thank you first for having me. Excited to get to talk today. But yeah, there's stuff on all my social media about the temperatures this tomorrow, really. But really grateful we have a spot to go, and we can usually open up doors to head outside, but I think we'll keep them closed tomorrow. But we have a lot of space between the eight of us that are on the team, so we can keep the doors down, hidden in nets. We have 9 putting golf holes, a bunch of pitching and chipping areas. We actually resurfaced our entire indoor facility, so brand new greens, brand new turf to hit out of.
Sure.
The ball's expanded so we can have more players in there, a couple track mans. So very fortunate we can still practice even when it's minus 30.
Yes. Well, and, you know, going back through time, I mean, even, you know, when your dad was going through the college ranks and, you know, Illinois wasn't exactly, you know, San Diego, you know, there was a part of this time of year that he actually liked. I'm curious, do you like this time of year just to be able to kind of maybe get that, you know, golf life balance back in tow?
Yeah, for sure. And I think I start to get antsy now that season starts and I do want to be outside. I do think obviously being in warm weather, preparing for a tournament is the best case scenario, but I also am grateful for the time that in the off season, I kind of got to step away from the sport, and I still obviously put my work in, but it was more like on my time and I wasn't stressing about getting ready for something. And it forces me to kind of be intentional with my practice as well. I only have so much to do in such little space, so I actually dive into my swing a lot. And it gives me the opportunity to get technical with my putting, my swing, and I kind of take a break from the golf course for a little bit. But now I'm starting to want to play again, which I'm excited. Season is right around the corner.
Yeah, both your season and what's beyond the season, there's a lot of excitement there. But I wanted to start with just a look back before Christmas. You got to play with your dad again in the PNC. Your best ever finish of the three that I think that you guys have done together.
Yep.
What was that experience like, and what did you take away? I know there was a lot of pressure on him because you and mom won the state four ball together, but he seemed to handle it pretty well.
Yeah, that week, it never gets old, will never get old. It's so much fun. I think the best part about it is like kind of a full circle moment. Some of these kids I grew up with, like the tour kids, quote unquote,
right,
and daycare together, golf courses together, and like to see some of us play collegiate golf is like so cool. And like a name comes to mind, Luke Leonard. Like kind of grew up with him. We'd see each other every other week when our dads would be traveling, and then now to see him at Villanova, I believe he's at. It's so cool, and like to watch us all grow up. That's really fun, and to play with my dad, to have my mom and my sister there too. It's not like just about me and my dad. Like, we make it a family thing,
right.
And I think that's so much fun. And we play golf together behind the scenes. We are very competitive behind the scenes, and to like display our family dynamic and try to compete against other families is like, I think it's the coolest event of the year. So we had a lot of fun.
But by the same token, there was a point in 2025 when your dad wasn't playing golf, and this one must have been maybe even a little more special because, you know that it's that won't always happen. I mean, you know, people get old and sometimes we stop playing golf.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of stepped away from the game this past year in hopes to get back out there a lot more in future years. I think he kind of is prioritizing his health to help him long term. So he will definitely be playing this year. And I think the PNC was his first event since May. So it was a couple months off. And he was practicing playing, just not in the mode to compete at the time, and made it his goal for PNC to be ready, and he was ready, and we played really well.
So we're past the new year now, and despite the weather outside your door, the season is approaching. I'm looking forward to it. I saw that the guys' team was out here from Wisconsin last week at Wigwam, and I got to see Coach Wilson and the guys, and I know they were excited to be out of the cold weather for a week. I know I'll see you guys, the women's team, at the Westbrook, which is really one of the more special events on your schedule and on the Badgers' schedule every year because Wisconsin hosts it. They host it out here in Arizona, and people might not know that there's a lot of host families involved. There is a lot of club spirit there, and as a family that hosts a PGA Tour Champions event now at your own home course, you must know how exciting it is for both the people hosting the event and for you guys to play in it. And what do you look forward to when you get out here at the Westbrook?
It's so fun. Like you said, I feel like the state of Wisconsin kind of migrates down to Arizona, and it kind of feels like a home tournament, like it would be in Madison. We've had host families have us for dinner, and I think in past years they'd stay at host family housing, and they've been so gracious to have us there. People will just come up to us and introduce themselves and want to get to know us, which I think is really cool. And it feels like that Midwest nice, like cheering us on, and the camaraderie and community around it is really fun. And it's a trip that we take, if not all or most of our players. So it's fun team bonding. We rent a house, so we're all together, and that's probably one of the more special weeks of the spring. Just because of that, it's a really big team tournament, and our coaches are busy, but they love it. And the course is fun. I would say it's on the easier side, which makes it fun. But yeah, I'm excited for that. And we get to go to Arizona, I think, 3 times this spring.
At least, yeah.
So yeah, so twice in Tucson, once in Phoenix. So glad to get out of the cold.
That's for sure. I bet you are. What
Yeah.
are expectations for you this spring with the Badgers? And as a team, what do you hope to get out of the events here once the season starts up in February?
Yeah, starting with the team, I noticed a lot of girls put in a lot of work over winter break, and we all collectively kind of talk about winter break not really as a break, but of like a time to develop and like obviously step away from the golf a little bit. You need that break, but towards the end of it, kind of gear up and start to get ready for the season. And we have a wonderful group of girls, and all of them so talented. A younger team, I would say. We have 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores, so 5 underclassmen, and then a couple juniors and a senior. So we're a young team, but very competitive and talented team. So I'm really excited to see what we can do. We missed out on a regional last year. That's our goal this year. And for me, I think the same, just continuing to improve and try not to put too much of an expectation on myself or the team, and just know that the work we all put in will pay off.
I got to see Kate Brody out here at the Patriot All-American at Wigwam. She played fantastic. I mean, that
Yeah.
was really a great finish for her. Far exceeded where she was ranked among all these great, college golfers that she competed against. That had to feel good watching that from afar. And what about just the excitement as you look forward to, what's coming up? Do you when you're in the room, even though it's, it could be 30 degree below zero wind chill, is there still an excitement about what's coming up? Can you sense it?
For sure. I think we're all antsy to play. A couple of us played in events over winter break, so we got a taste of a tournament because, I mean, we haven't played in a collegiate event since October. So, to have that long of a break is good in some ways, but I think we're all ready to get back out there. And our coaches do a good job of letting us work on block practicing, like technique and everything, but also trying to incorporate getting in the mood to play in a tournament, target work, TrackMan competitions, putting games, like things that we can rank ourselves on and get in that competitive mood again. So we still have a couple weeks yet till our first event, but we're going down to Florida next weekend as a qualifying trip. So we'll get a little taste of competition there, and we're all very excited.
Before we jump on to the summer, there's a lot of names that our listeners are probably familiar with that have played a few years or played last summer in some of the state events. But Tammy Wu isn't one of them. Your transfer, what has she been like to have in the program, and how has she kind of kind of blended in with the familiar faces that we've seen in a Badger uniform?
Yeah, she's been great. Amazing addition to our team. Great player. I mean, stepped in and was our best player all fall. So I think that takes a lot of grit, and I thought it was really cool. I mean, she didn't know anyone. We tried to be very welcoming to her, and she fits right in. One of my friends, I'm living with her next year. So she's been great, and great player, encouraging teammate. So it's been cool to have her on the team, and I've never experienced a transfer. So it was cool.
Has second year for you been any easier in any way than the first? And were you happy to get that freshman year done with? Because there are so many changes, aren't there, when you go off to college?
Yes, yeah. I would say I'm happy I'm not a freshman anymore. But I think it was a critical year for me to learn so much. And I've loved golf than I did last year, more than I did last year. The school part was really hard for me, balancing all of that. But I think having a year under my belt, I kind of feel like not a veteran, but we have a young team. So I feel like I am leading in some ways. And I have some experience, so I do think this year has come a little bit easier, but there are still obviously challenges and things I want to get better at.
And the college season last year was a segue into a really great summer season. Obviously, the WSGA Women's Player of the Year, a lot of great fun stuff, including the victory with your mom, but also a victory on your own. Stuff started to happen. As you look back to last year, what does your resume that you built in 2025, or how does that make you excited for what lies ahead here in 26?
I definitely think experiencing getting in contention that many times really helped. I was able to learn how I reacted when pressure came about, and I'm not afraid of that anymore. I think I used to be sort of timid when those situations would arise, and learning how to handle them, learning how to win. That was a huge part of my game and like a huge growth for me. And I still struggle in college. I learned so many things each and every event, but I think this past summer was super important for me and for my confidence for sure. And I learned a lot about my golf game and collegiate sport. Courses are hard, yardages are a little longer. Fields are really strong. So I think knowing that I belong there, and I keep telling myself that, using that past summer as confidence and reminder that I can do those types of things is good for me. So
2026 on the state scene is going to be really exciting. And I'm not even sure where to start. So I'm going to start at the beginning. The Wisconsin State Women's Open goes to Century World. You've seen a U.S. Senior Open played there, and you get to play that course in competition. What is that going to be like, and how stoked are you for the state open?
Could not be happier. I'm so excited. It's kind of been a course that my family and I go to even in the summertime, like on our way up north. We'll stop and play Century World. And I think it's one of the most beautiful courses in Wisconsin, and it happens to be in the middle of nowhere. So I'm so excited that it's there. And it's a couple weeks, I think, or a week after AmFam, so that'll be a busy
Right.
stretch for us. But a good stretch. I'm sure my sister will play, so the whole family will be out there. One of us will get one parent, one of us will get the other, I'm sure. So yeah, that'll be so exciting. I cannot wait.
What is that course like when you play it? What makes it so special?
I think knowing that like my dad played there, he had a good week there in the US Senior Open. And the people are so nice, so welcoming. It's a very tournament style, very hard course. And it just kind of feels like Wisconsin. Like you feel like you're in Wisconsin. There's woods around. But it's so beautiful. The flowers on 16,
Yeah.
so pretty. Yeah, it's just kind of a destination course, so.
So it's almost hard to get all the way up to Wausau and beyond without slowing down by Century World. Is it always planned? Is it ever like, oh, we should really stop here because we may not see a golf course the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, it'll be sometimes. Sometimes it's like, oh, we should just stop. And my parents actually, more so than Bobby and I, they'll just go up and
Really?
just go them too and play a couple days over the weekend and make a trip out of it. And yeah, it's sometimes planned, sometimes spur of the moment, but
Yeah.
we love it
Well,
there.
and it's when you're going up north, it just what a bit no better way to start a relaxing weekend. The other major deal this year is the state women's amateur is going to 3 days, and it's at the Wisconsin Country Club. And Thomas Fazio told me that we're getting the exemption into the U.S. Women's Am for the winter, and already this year. So, and I think the third day has something to do with that, but it also is a reflection of how good everybody made the field last year at Maple Bluff. I mean, it needed to be a certain level to get the 3-year average to a point where they could get that. And I'll confirm it with Thomas again. But when I had to ask him something about that earlier, and he said that was the deal. And I know they've been working towards that. Obviously, the men's state amateur champion gets an automatic invite into the USAM. That's got to be exciting for not only you, your teammates, everyone who tees it up that, is trying to get into those events because you know how tough it is to go. I think you went to St. Louis maybe last year to try to qualify for that.
That was US Open,
US Open, okay.
but
But
at Illinois,
Illinois. So same kind of, concept. It's an effort, and sometimes it's neat to have a little carrot and a big championship. Not that your winning last year didn't have a big carrot and a trophy and a lot of tension down the stretch, but boy, what do you think about that for the State Am?
that's awesome. That's news to me. Yeah, I think I kind of talked about that last year, that was a hope in future years. I know our state has become really competitive with young players. I mean, McKenna Nelson, Abby Henriksen, Lola Appleby is a rising new great player in Wisconsin.
Peyton
So
Haugen, yep.
yes, Peyton Haugen. So I think it's deserved, I would humbly say. But that's really exciting, and I think that'll even draw more players to that event. Yeah, I think that's really cool. I know it's at the honors course actually this year, the
Oh, is it?
Men's Am, which we played our Badger Women's Golf played a tournament there last spring.
Really?
I saw that a couple weeks ago that it was there, and that's exciting. I've played there before, it's a beautiful course, so
Nice.
hopefully get to go back.
Well, and the 36-hole day, I thought last year at Maple Bluff was one of the ultimate grinds. I think it's going to be nice not to have to do that. I mean, going back through time when it has been 54 holes, they've always had to do, they've tried to keep it 2 days to again build the field, and now it's neat that the field's big enough where it seems like everyone can commit to 3 days. And That's got to be nice because they're, I mean, you play a lot of 36-hole days in college. Those have to be a grind. It's neat to have your top state amateur championship not be that kind of grind, right?
For sure. Yeah. I think Maple Bluff was one of the hottest days too for that.
True.
But yeah, that is exciting and it kind of elevates the event. I would agree with you. It makes it more of a championship event. Not that it wasn't already, but to have this reward come with a win, I think it's all very cool.
Do you see the competition level around you increasing? And does, you know, the combination of those, you know, high school was competitive when you came through, but it's not letting up, especially on the women's side, the girls' side. Nobody's taking the foot off the gas. Like you mentioned, Lola Appleby comes in as a freshman, and all of a sudden she's, you know, right in your, you know, but for a while she wasn't even in your rearview mirror. She was, you were looking at her license plate, you know. I mean, how does someone, you know, get to that level that early? But you know, that's the neat thing about golf is, you know, you put the time in, you get the rewards, and it is neat to see that the young to your age and beyond, and even your sister now is the elder statesman in the State Women's Open. I mean, that competitive field is growing every year.
For sure. It's really cool to see. And I think it drives everyone to be even more competitive, to look around and see all the success. Even Jessica Geiser, I know she doesn't play a lot in Wisconsin, but her name in high school and to be in Florida and have great success at Florida. I mean, for a while, I was trying to catch up to her growing up, and that drove me to play better and work harder and I wanted to win too. So I think we all kind of push each other and cheer each other on. Even though I'm not as super close to some of the younger girls, they commit and I cheer them on. Abby Hendrickson's going to be one of my teammates my senior year. So I just think it's really cool to see how much everyone loves the sport that we all play. And we share a hobby and we share a bond over that. And everyone's so nice too. To add on to that, I feel like we're all friends in a way, even if we don't talk all the time. So it's cool to see the younger stars and even my sister's age range and her still grinding and her to be able to play in these high level events with us. I think Wisconsin Golf does a great job of incorporating all ages with that and making it prestigious as well. So.
Have you ever played Wisconsin Country Club?
I have not.
I think for a while it was Skip Kendall's home course, the old Brynwood Country Club. It's just
Okay.
down the road from Brown Deer Park, and they are using it now for the WPGA Junior Championship. That's
Okay.
the second course with Brown Deer Park. I gotta double check. At least it was last year for the girls played at Wisconsin Country Club and then Dretska because they were trying to avoid the conflicts with the match play, but. So it's a wonderful shape. I was the first time I've ever been inside the gates and through the course. It was very rainy the days that the junior, like it normally is, and but I think it's gonna be a great venue for it, and need to be in Milwaukee. It tends to, you know, when they play those things, Izzy, in the metro markets, it seems like the fields are bigger, and you know, no one has an excuse to miss it. It's not like out of the way, you know. So that'll be fun. But no, I think you'll enjoy that. And then you also got what, another title to defend the match play?
Yes,
Is it all going to fit in the schedule this year?
so yeah, I actually looked at it a couple weeks ago. I am able to play and everything, and the Western overlapped with Wisconsin Women's Am last summer, and I chose to play the Women's Am, and this year they don't overlap.
Okay.
So I will add hopefully that one. There's an application process, but hopefully that one to my schedule. So I'll be busy, but I'm excited. The month of July, I think I play 4 or 5 times. So all good things though. I love playing golf and not a lot of opportunities to play in August just with college season coming up and
Right.
you don't make it to the US Women's Am. Not a ton of things, but I'm really excited and happy that everything worked out.
We should mention the state women's match play is at Grand Geneva Resort in Lake Geneva on the Highlands course, fun course. The Brute is considered the tougher, but they about 15, 20 years ago renovated the Highlands and made it quite challenging. and they play a lot of events out there. They've had the state father-daughter out there a couple times, and that'll be neat. Your match play experience last year went really well over at Old Hickory. What was the key to that? And you faced some really good players, including Peyton Haugen in the final, and were able to come out victorious. What are the fondest memories of what you were able to do that week?
I think my dad was there the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 matches. He wasn't there at the beginning, I don't think. I can't really remember, but he had a lot to say about it, like teaching me kind of mentally how to go through that. I mean, he's played in Ryder Cups, President's Cup, so he knows on the highest of levels how to play match play. But I think that was very calming for me to have that kind of voice in my ear the whole time. And I still had to execute it myself, but I think getting that kind of advice was super helpful. And I just stayed patient. I know we talked about it, but it was really fun. And I kind of like that kind of competition because you're one-on-one and you know exactly what's going on. You can see what your competition is doing. And I thought it was fun to kind of determine what I was going to do based on somebody else. And normally golf is a stay in your own world type of sport. And that one, you kind of have to base your decision off of somebody else in some situations. So I thought it was really fun and cherry on top that it was a good week. So.
I'm smiling because when you bring up your dad at the match play, my biggest memory of him that week was he was a big Lola Appleby fan. I think he was just intrigued that this young lady could come in and go toe to toe with some of the best amateur golfers, because he was in that position a while back. He won his amateur at a very young age, and I think his first state open even at a very young age, and so he knows that doesn't happen all the time, but it was. He's got a pretty good appreciation for the history of golf in Wisconsin, so it was kind of fun to see that.
Yeah, it was. She all credits to her. She came in and didn't back down, so that was a fun match.
There's one other event on the women's calendar that's they're trying to grow, and I think for you it might conflict with the Western, and it might be a little bit too much at the end of it. But the Brown Deer Women's Amateur this year, July 20th and 21st, down at Brown Deer Park, 2 days. I think your sister won it 1 year, and
It
to
was
get into
called
the
the Badger Mutual, I want to say,
yes,
at the time.
yep,
Yes, yep.
yeah,
There was a
and they
Symetra Tour exemption for that tournament.
right
Yeah.
that kind of got it all started. That
Yeah.
was one of her big ones, so that's it's kind of cool to see that there are so many opportunities, and of course for the juniors, and they have to squeeze in the women's amateur events around. They never stop adding great events to the girls' calendar either, and so there's that. How much do you like to play, Izzy, before the next season starts? You'll be a junior at the back end of this calendar year, and do you like, because you go from high school where you've got that break kind of in the spring, to then all of a sudden now you're playing fall, summer with trying to stay really competitive and playing these great events, and then back at it in the fall. So you've got 3 seasons covered. You do have this time of year to take the break, but I would have to think that you also want to make sure that you take some time to enjoy summer in Wisconsin too.
Yeah, for sure. I think depending on how far a collegiate team goes in postseason, a little bit of May is free. And then June for me as a Wisconsin player isn't super busy, maybe towards the back end. July, very busy. And then August is kind of quiet. So there are some breaks in there for me during the summer to kind of develop and enjoy my teen years still. But I kind of like to take August light just because I know I have 4 events in the fall, but also to try and stay sharp. But I think this past summer I kind of learned how to balance it all, and I had a really great summer. I felt like I was still traveling and doing the things I like to do and being with my friends and family, going up north. It was busy, but a good busy and still relaxing at the same time. So I've kind of sorted it out where I'm not playing too much, but I'm still staying competitive, playing the good events, staying sharp for the upcoming season. So
What are your favorite things to do this time of year as a college student, away from going out to the ridge and practicing on, especially short game and everything you can, within the elements?
yeah, right now there's not a whole lot to do. I mean, school is starting, so a lot of us are honing in on school, but we'll actually play some pickleball once in a while.
Really? Where do they play that?
We actually just talked about it today. We were gonna go to TPC and play in the indoor courts. But we have some rec centers here at the university that have pickleball courts in
Really?
there. But yeah, we're just kind of, I live with two of my teammates, so we all kind of just hang out, and if it's cold, stay in. If not, do something like that.
See, because back in the 80s, the rec centers didn't have pickleball.
Oh.
That's why I'm asking. I'm trying to figure out because I know that you probably arm wrestle with the rest of the family for tickets to the good seats at the Badger game. I
I
suppose you
kind of
could
like when
probably.
they go down to Florida because I'm like, oh, I get the
I think the best combination of people in those seats is you and your grandpa, because it's always fun to see Dennis at the games. But and there, boy, I tell you, basketball's exciting. Hockey's exciting on campus right now. It's the
Penn
winter's.
State comes tomorrow. I think I'm going to go to that game. And Wisconsin plays USC on Sunday, I believe. So,
Nice.
yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. And as far as the rest of the family, everything's good. Dad's going to get back into it here. Is he going to kick things off at Chubb or wait a little bit?
So, this must not have gotten around to you. He got a hip replacement.
Aha.
So, he is on bed rest at the moment, but his recovery went great. He's
Good.
great. He can walk. He has a cane at the moment, but 6 to 8 weeks for him. And
Okay.
his hope is May. So,
Okay, that's good. I
but
mean, and we laugh at it. You laugh
yeah.
because you're not used to seeing him with a cane,
Yeah.
but come on down and live in my place for a week at a 55 plus, and you can we all compare notes on who's going under the knife. In fact, there's a doctor who doesn't even have to advertise because he's doing so many hips and knees and even a couple of shoulders.
Wow.
You get to be 60, Izzy, and it's not fun.
But that he nothing serious for him. It was more towards the end of 2025 was feeling some discomfort, and doctors recommended at some point he would have to get a hip replacement. So he's like, well, why wouldn't I do it now? And then it's more for a long-term thing. So,
Wow. Well,
yes.
there you are, breaking news here on Talking.Golf. I love it. And we buried at the end.
Yeah.
Make sure Gary hears about that, though. He'll put it in the column. But yeah. Well, I mean, and it's good too, because I know he's I'm sure looking forward to playing golf totally healthy again. And it really does suck to have to, try to put up with stuff. And
Yeah.
that's no fun. So
That's his main goal. He believes he has a career still in him and
yeah.
things to finish. So he wants to be 100% for that. So I admire that.
And he's got a lot of caddying to do this summer.
Yeah. Better
So
get that
that's right.
hip
When we didn't talk, the four ball, I think, is up in Kaukauna. Are you mom going to defend?
good. That's the first day of the Western, so
Okay.
TBD,
TBD.
yeah,
You
we'll see.
know, if you got to retire at 1-0, you got to retire at 1-0. That's right.
Exactly.
I'm sure there'll be others. Well,
Yes.
Izzy, I appreciate your time here today. I'm looking forward to this the spring with the Badgers, and then just a whole lot to look forward to this summer. Enjoy and stay as warm as you can there on campus, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon.
Yes, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Izzy Stricker. I'm Rob Hernandez. This has been Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf.